Hey beautiful, Janae Emily Utley here, holistic lifestyle maven and possibility trainer. Welcome to the podcast of possibilities. This is the space to be for creative, enterprising, and entrepreneurial women who want to obtain a fit mind, a fit body, and manifest God's best for their lives. Without further ado, let's dive in. Yo, 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 it's your girl, Janae Emily Utley, holistic lifestyle maven, personal trainer, and speaker. And today we're here to talk about some consistency, some good old consistency. A couple weeks back on Instagram, I asked my Instagram family, what are their biggest struggles in fitness? And consistency was one of the top responses that I received. So I was like, you know what, let me come here, I'm talking to people. Over the years, I've learned what works for me. I have learned that through test and trial of like being disappointed in myself and crying and feeling like something was wrong with me, from praying to God and asking him like to show me things that keep it fun for me, that keep it exciting for me. And what I want to share with y'all is like, you can't just rely on motivation to keep you consistent with your nutrition and your fitness goal, because motivation comes in waves. It comes and goes. Like, the sun could be shining and, oh my God, I'm motivated. And then a thunderstorm could come. It's like, oh no, I'm not motivated anymore, because it's attached to a feeling. And we know that feelings can be very fickle. Our feelings can fool us. So we can't tie our consistency, which really consistency is dependent upon discipline. We can't tie our discipline to if we feel motivated or not. So I know one of the things that I do, it's a couple of little things that I do, and I'll talk about that in later videos. But in this video, I really wanted to share with y'all one of the biggest things that I do to help me to be consistent, which really ties to help me to be disciplined. I pick something, like pick a sporting event, and I go for it. So I've done this with bodybuilding competitions. Okay, I want to do this bodybuilding competition. Let me go and pay for it. I didn't pay for it now. Now I got to do it. Same thing with half marathons. I want to do a half marathon. I didn't register and I didn't sign up for this thing. Let me go ahead, get myself together, because not only do I not want to like embarrass myself as far as, oh my God, Janae said she was going to do this but didn't, but also I'm a competitor at heart. Like, if I'm going to show up, I want to show up the best version of me that I possibly can. So I know that I need to put a certain level of training in for me to get a result that I am looking for. You know, it happens with bodybuilding competitions. It happens with marathons. It even happened with me being a semi-pro dancer. I was a semi-pro dancer for the Detroit Pistons for a season. And even that was a goal. Like, this is something that I want to do. So I was like, okay, I have to sign up for it. I have to register for it. And I have to put my money where my mouth is. I also did that, now that I'm thinking about it, I also did that with personal trainer. Even though I am a personal trainer, sometimes it's good for me to hire other personal trainers, because I just need that extra level of accountability. So even me, you know, back when I was living in Detroit, I worked with a boxing coach and I worked with a personal trainer. Even me hiring a personal trainer that I went to once or twice a week, it still forced me to, whether I felt like it or not, work out on the days that I wasn't working out with him, because when I came back, I wanted to have successful workouts and I didn't want him to look at me like, you weren't doing nothing after our last session. And I paid for all my sessions up front. I was like, okay, this is what I want. This is what I need. I'm going for a 3-month package. Let's see what my body can do in 3 months. This is the money. And this is just how I'm doing it. So do what you need to do to set the accountability up in your life. And I am actually, because I know all of this stuff is happening and a lot of people are in homebound and it's really messing up their gym routines, and it's messing with my gym routines, because again, if you follow me on Instagram, you know I have been pretty consistent with like showing y'all what I was doing, showing y'all my workouts, all of that, because I had to let go of certain levels of shame of like what my body looked like and what a personal trainer should look like, in a sense. And I talk about all of that in another video, so if you don't know what I'm talking about, click here, I go into all of that. But I am going to be launching some virtual group workouts in this time where everybody is like encouraged to stay at home, so you can stay consistent and disciplined and, you know, accountable to yourself. So I will be leaving a link for that in the description box. Matter of fact, no, I want to be leaving a link for my newsletter in the description box. And if you want more details about the virtual workouts, sign up for my newsletter, because that's how I disseminate information. I think I'm going to cut it off at a certain number so I can have, so I can focus on the women who are going to be working out with me, so I can correct their form and, like, know them by name. And so it can be a real, like, a real community, not like no one-off, you know, workout situation. At least while, you know, this whole stay-at-home movement is happening. So, you know, you have to really figure out what works for you as it relates to consistency and really trying to hone the craft of discipline outside of motivation. Because like I said before, motivation comes and goes. It's like a very, you know, toxic boyfriend. Sometimes you want to love on you. Sometimes you want to go, shit. Let's call a thing a thing. So my question is to you, like, what are you going to do to insert levels of accountability into your life? Like, have you prayed about it? Have you asked God, like, okay, God, this is who I am and this is my personality. What things are going to work specifically for me that's going to help me stay consistent? Do I need to go ahead and find a sporting event, whether it be a bodybuilding competition or a half marathon or a triathlon? Do I need to join, like, some virtual workouts? Do I need to hire a personal trainer? Do I need to put myself out there and let people know, like, what I'm doing? So I commission you and I ask you to really have a real conversation with yourself to see what that looks like. Because I don't want you to be out here fooled like something is wrong with you, because that's what I thought for a while. Like, why? It's like, I can do this and I keep falling out of the... There's nothing wrong with you. Right? You don't lack, like, there's nothing wrong with your motivation circuits. You do have to do your due diligence and not give up on yourself. And even if you keep falling, you have to keep getting back up. I was actually in a DMs talking to a young lady about that. Like, and I know this is not, you know, contextually what this scripture represented, but I, you know, in the Bible, it says that a just man falls, but he keeps, like, he gets up 7 times. And like with me and how I try to, again, I know it's like contextually, not, that's not exactly what is being described, but I do use it and it does encourage me, because it's like, as many times as I feel like I've failed myself or I have gotten off the path of like healthy living, I keep getting back up, and I'm going to keep getting back up, and I keep encouraging other people to get back up, because it will stick. One of the times will be different. Like, you just have to keep getting back up. You have to keep getting back up. You have to keep trying. You cannot give up on yourself. You cannot get into a mind frame or mindset where it's just like, something is wrong with me. I cannot do this. I'm not able to do this. And then you go down a path of, maybe this is the best that God has for me. Because that's an absolute lie. That's an absolute lie. Anything that puts your health and your body in jeopardy of not fulfilling its ultimate purpose of being healthy, of being able to heal, of being able to rejuvenate, is not God's best, and it's not his will for your life. It's just not. And if you, you know, allow yourself to stay down and not get back up, you can fall into that mindset, and that's very, it's depressing. Like, oh my, I'm not capable. And that's just not true. It's not true. So I encourage women to just, I don't care how many times you fall. I don't care how many times you start over. I don't care how many times you've said this, you're on a fitness journey. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care if this is something that's been happening for 5 minutes or 5 years. I don't care. Keep getting back up. Keep getting back up. It will stick. Especially when you bring the Holy Spirit into that thing and God into that thing, asking him to lead you and guide you. Keep getting back. Like, I cannot stress that enough. Just keep getting back up. And allow God to come into the process. And I promise you, with you keep trying and the Holy Spirit, you keep inviting the Holy Spirit in, it will stick. One of those times will stick. And then boom, your life is forever changed. So that's all I got. I will talk to y'all very soon.
Thanks for listening to the podcast of possibilities. Remember to take what you've learned today and apply it. Visit me at JeneeEmilyUtley.com. That's JeneeEmilyUtley.com. If you found this podcast helpful, please rate and review it, as this helps other women to find the show. Until next time, bye. Be blessed.